Body warns against abuse of power. Engineer Dr. Diana Kangwa defends the competency of local engineers. In international news, Botswana, Oman sign energy and mining deals to deepen economic ties. And in sports news, Ghana named Carlos Queiroz as coach ahead of FIFA World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, unreliable news every day. My name is Suilanji Mulenga. The Police Public Complaints Commission in Zambia has reminded officers to respect the law and the rights of citizens during their arrests and investigations. Speaking in an interview, Commissioner Felix Ngoma says while police have the constitutional mandate to arrest and prosecute, they must not abuse their authority. He warns that officers who use excessive force, torture suspects or damage property are acting outside the law. Mr. Ngoma explains that the commission established under the Police Public Complaints Commission Act No. 18 of 2016 investigates cases of misconduct by police officers. These include deaths in custody, injuries during arrest, and failures by officers to act on reported crimes. He said the commission also advises the Minister of Home Affairs, the Inspector General of Police and the Police Service Commission on Disciplinary Action. Mr. Ngoma added that the body acts as a watchdog to protect the public and ensure accountability within the police service. In a separate development, the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has welcomed the government's recruitment of 3,200 health workers, describing it as a step towards addressing staffing shortages in the health sector. The association's president, Paul Chiwe, says the move reflects the continued commitment by the administration of Hakainde Hichilema to strengthen healthcare delivery. However, RDAZ has expressed serious concern over alleged corruption and irregularities in the recruitment process. Dr. Chiwe said it has received reports suggesting manipulation of the Civil Service Commission database, with claims that some candidates were unfairly included or excluded. He has also criticized the lack of transparency in the shortlisting process and the continued use of outdated recruitment data, which it says disadvantages newly qualified professionals. Dr. Chiwe has since called for an independent audit of the recruitment system involving oversight bodies such as the Anti-Corruption Commission. He has urged authorities to ensure future recruitment is merit-based, transparent and free from interference. In a separate development, Engineering Institute of Zambia EIZ presidential aspirant Dr. Diana Kangwa has defended the competence of local engineers, stating that their skills are on par with international standards. Speaking on the Power Breakfast show, Dr. Kangwa addressed concerns about the quality of local engineering and outlined her vision for the future of the profession in Zambia. She highlighted a landmark initiative under the International Engineering Alliance, which began in 2022. Once finalized, the agreement is expected to allow Zambian engineers to practice in major economies such as the United Kingdom and the United States without undergoing additional qualifying examinations. Dr. Kangwa noted that local engineering curricula has been assessed and found to meet international benchmarks, adding that some of the highest performing engineers globally are Zambian. While defending local talent, she acknowledged past lapses in discipline in the awarding of contracts. She said her leadership would promote stricter, competence-based selection systems to ensure clients receive value for money and that infrastructure is durable. She attributed negative perceptions of local engineers to limited exposure to major projects, which has hindered their ability to fully demonstrate their capacity, the capabilities. Looking ahead, Dr. Kangwa outlined plans to modernize the Engineering Institute of Zambia by strengthening its member database to serve as matchmaking platform between industry and graduates. She also emphasized the importance of embracing technology, encouraging young engineers to leverage artificial intelligence to develop practical industrial applications. In a separate development, Zambian journalist Annie Zulu has made history as the first journalist from Zambia to win the prestigious Michael Elliott Media Award for Excellence in Southern in African Storytelling. This global honor is presented by the International Center for Journalists, ICFJ, The One Campaign, and the Elliott Family. The award recognizes emerging African journalists whose work demonstrates outstanding storytelling, strong analytical reporting, and meaningful community impact. Ms. Zulu earned this recognition for her groundbreaking investigation into the trafficking of Zambian women to Pakistan, a deeply moving story that exposed exploitation, abuse, and systematic failures that leave vulnerable women unprotected. Meanwhile, Ms. Zulu told ParaFM News in Lusaka that winning this award is humbling as it demonstrates the power of journalism deeply rooted in empathy, persistence, and truth. She added that the award represents the voice of women who trust journalists with their stories and highlights the responsibility entrusted to journalists to tell their stories with integrity and humanity. To Zambian journalists, she said their work matters the most, encouraging them to tell their stories despite the challenges arising from limited resources. With this win, she joins an elite list of past winners from across Africa, including journalists from Nigeria, Kenya, Ghana, Zimbabwe, and Morocco, many of whom have gone to work with world-renowned media organizations such as BBC, CNN, and Reuters. In international news, Botswana has signed a series of energy, mining, and infrastructure agreements with Oman as it steps up efforts to diversify its economy beyond diamonds amid a prolonged downturn in global demand for the precious stones. The Southern African nation, long reliant on diamond revenues for roughly a third of its GDP, is increasingly looking to Gulf partners to broaden its economic base. Falling diamond prices and intensifying competition from lab-grown alternatives have placed sustained pressure in public finances and growth prospects. President Duma Boko and Sultan Haitham bin Tariq formalized the agreements during high-level talks, signaling a deepening of bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Still in international news, Benin's Finance Minister Romuald Wadani has won the presidency with an overwhelming majority of the vote, provisional results show. He secured more than 94% of the vote, based on 90% of ballots counted, sufficient for an irreversible outcome, the Electoral Commission said based on preliminary figures. Wadani, 49, was the favorite to win after the main opposition party, the Democrats, failed to get its own candidate on the ballot paper. This left Pohampe as a sole challenger. He conceded the election earlier on Monday as votes were still being counted. Wadani was chosen by the outgoing leader Patrice Talon, who was barred from running again after two terms in office. Humpe congratulated Wadani, noting that results so far had pointed to his victory, adding that democracy requires mutual respect and the ability to rise above partisan divides. Ghana has appointed Carlos Guerroz as head coach of its men national football team, the Ghana Football Association, GFA, said on Monday, 13th April. We take a short break and return shortly with this sports story in detail.
More news still to come on Power FM.
FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help.
help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1FM Lusaka.